ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्नीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
हरे कृष्ण
हरे
कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण।
एवरीवन प्लीज से हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण।
Try again. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
If you like, you can put your arms in the air. It makes more ecstasy. Take a deep breath. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
They're pretty good at cheering at the football games. People are very enthusiastic for the football team. So please chant with enthusiasm. Everything begins with, every good endeavor begins with enthusiasm, isn't it? So please say with enthusiasm, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
So I've been told that I'm supposed to explain something about the philosophy of why we're chanting. So philosophy might be a pretty heavy subject for Saturday afternoon on the, what's it called, the Strassplatz or something? Strassplatz of München. But actually, everyone should be philosophical. I don't mean this, you know, sitting on an armchair and pouring out some mental concoction. Speculation. Mental speculation. But everyone should think, what is the purpose of life? Well, that's a big question, isn't it? Maybe better turn the brain back off again. It's a bit of a big question for Saturday afternoon or any afternoon. But actually, it's a good idea to turn the brain on and think about this. Because if we don't think about it, well, we're just living our lives like machines. The TV tells us, buy Coca-Cola, and we think, go buy Coca-Cola, and we go and buy a Coca-Cola. So, persons who are actually intelligent and independently thoughtful, they will not turn their consciousness off to thinking, what is the purpose of life? And, of course, you will find many people with many different ideas about what is the purpose of life. I need one Bhagavad Gita. Please bring one Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So, as far as we are concerned, we are satisfied with the answers to the purpose of life given in Bhagavad Gita. This is a copy of Bhagavad Gita, which is a discourse actually spoken on a battlefield, which is a lot more exciting than on a Saturday afternoon in Munich. And it's a discourse about the nature of the soul, the nature of life, the reality of God, and every living being's relation with the totality of everything. It's about the nature of the soul, the meaning of life, the reality of God, and the relation of every living being with the totality of everything. Say it simply if it's too difficult. In other words, what are we doing here? We get insight from this Bhagavad Gita. Now, this isn't simply a dogma. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, states, Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi Dukkha Doshanudarshanam. Every intelligent person should see the reality that this material world is filled with the suffering of birth, death, old age, and disease. So this is reality. No one can deny it. However pleasant the sunny day may be, however affectionately our dog licks us, and even if our football team wins all the games, which they never do, however wonderful life may be, and usually it's not all that wonderful anyway, there comes a time when we have to die. And no one wants to die. And you have to get born again, and struggle again, and get old again, and get sick again, and die again. Sometimes as a human being, sometimes as a cat, dog, any intelligent person should consider, this is not very good. So, Bhagavad Gita gives a solution to having seen this miserable condition of material life, understanding this miserable condition, to make a solution to the problem of birth, death, old age, and disease. The solution is to understand our original, blissful, spiritual relationship with Krishna. Krishna means all attractive person, who is vaguely referred to in Western cultures as God, and clearly, definitively referred to in the Vedic culture as Krishna. So obviously, this is a very big philosophy, and I'm not going to try and speak it all here now, but we suggest that you can take a copy of this Bhagavad Gita as it is and read through it. Because we're all on the battlefield of life. No one can live peacefully in this world. But to attain internal peace, we have to stop struggling to try to win a battle which we can never win. We're trying to be happy in this world by enjoying the senses. But this endeavor is doomed to failure. So instead of trying to be happy by enjoying the body, we should come to the platform of genuine spiritual happiness. Very simply is attainable by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna chanting. Should we try that again? We're now going to have a free lesson in Bhakti Yoga. It's a very simple lesson, but you can get tremendous spiritual benefit from chanting Hare Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna, everyone can achieve the topmost goal of life. Everyone can achieve full happiness, full peace. You can become free from fear and anger, lust and greed, simply by chanting Hare Krishna. And everyone can do it. While before going to sleep at night, you can say Hare Krishna. When you get up in the morning, you can say Hare Krishna. And if you really like it a lot, you can get some beads and chant daily, again and again, this beautiful mantra. Okay, so we'll say the full mantra again now. And I request you to chant with me. There's actually only three words. Each has only two syllables, so it's very easy. Silba. Dvai silba. Two syllables. So the one word is Hare. Everyone please say Hare. The next word is Krishna. You've all heard the word Krishna before. Have you? Well, now you've heard it. So please say Krishna. Krishna.
Krishna.
And one more word is Rama. Please say Rama. Rama. Rama.
Rama.
Try again.
Rama.
So Hare is calling out to the beautiful, compassionate, sweet, feminine aspect of the Supreme. Beautiful, beautiful, compassionate, kind, merciful, sweet, feminine aspect of the Supreme. Okay, you better take over.
He
needs a head massage. Okay. Then Krishna means the all-attractive. And Rama means the ocean of pleasure. So three words, Hare, Krishna, Rama. And these are combined together in a 16-word mantra, which is very easy. The mantra is, Das mantra ist, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, now here comes your free Bhakti Yoga lesson, but it's interactive. You have to do your bit also. So please say after me, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, try again. Say please, Hare Krishna. Say more loudly. Hare!
You have to translate that.
Louder sign, louder sign. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
You've got a good strong voice over there. Okay, next line is the same. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Again, Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Alright, now let's try it four words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare! Hare Rama, Hare Rama! Rama Rama, Hare Hare! Still with us? Yeah?
Yeah.
Or nine?
Yeah, right. Nine.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, now let's try eight words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good.
Zeyarut.
How do you say that?
Zeyarut.
Zeyarut.
Good.
Okay, very good. I'll say it in English. So now, 16 words at a time. But
so
it's not difficult. We don't have a mantra sheet here. All right, 16 words at a time. Those who can chant it get the first prize, which is love of Krishna. 16 words. Concentrate very carefully and then say after me. Now you have to help him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. Thank you. Danke. So now we're going to sing it. Who would like to sing? Who likes to sing? Anyone likes to sing? Please raise your hand.
To sing it.
You don't like to sing? Germans are very shy people, I heard. Very, very formal people. We should sing the names of Krishna and be happy.
Where's my cartels?
I have cartels.
They're in my bag.
Okay, these are some traditional, simple hand symbols made in Bengal, in India. Like that sound? Very sweet sound.
And we have the mridanga.
So these instruments have been used with the chanting of Hare Krishna for many, who knows how many years. Innumerable, since time immemorial. So it's very simple mantra, simple melody, simple rhythm, everyone can take part. But the spiritual benefit is enormous, unlimited. So please chant with us. The system is one person chants first. In this case it will be me. And then everyone else chants afterwards. So please chant Hare Krishna and be happy.